We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We're in the fifth parak. We're up to Mishnah Vav. Hatoda ve'el Nazir. When it comes to the sacrifices for the El Nazir, the ram, or the person who is a Nazir, who finished his days of Naziris, as well as someone who brings a Toda, a Thanksgiving offering, in the event that his life is spared in one of four situations, crossing desert or ocean, as well as a person who was cured from an illness, one who was freed from incarceration. So in this situation, Kadoshim Kalim, a sacrifice is to be brought. When Hashem saves us, it's necessary for us to acknowledge the fact that He did this wonderful Tova, and therefore, for that, we have to bring an offering to acknowledge it. Shechitasen b'chol makom ba'azara. So the place where the Shechita takes place, even though when it came to the other Karbanos, was specifically in the north, when it came to these two individuals that brought these sacrifices, it could be anywhere in the sanctuary. As we explained a couple of Mishnahs ago, that when it comes to the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach, it's done two places, but two corners, and therefore, since it's on two corners, it'll end up being Arba. The blood, when it spreads, will end up going onto the other two adjacent walls. And when it comes to the eating of this karban, it can be done anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim. L'chol adam, any person is allowed to eat this, which means that the person who actually brought the karban, the person who his life was spared, who brought the toda, is allowed to eat it. It makes sense that when it comes to the karban, it's not just acknowledging and elevating oneself to ruchnias, but by eating it, is connecting oneself to your physical being, in which you were physically spared. And not only that, b'chol machol, it can be prepared in any way. It doesn't have to be cooked, it can be roasted. However you wish to prepare this meat is fine. L'yom b'layel ad chatzos. You have the day, and you also have the next night, but you only have until midnight to eat it. Hamurim mehem, when it comes to the things in which the Kohanim eat, in which in addition to the Toda, there's also breads that were presented, as well as even though the people are able to eat all of the animal, there's two exceptions, the Chazei Tanufa V'Shoki Amin, the breast and the right thigh, which is given to the Kohanim, so that Kiyotz Mehem, all the laws that we mentioned before, apply to the Kohanim as well, which means they could bring it home, they could eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. El Shemurim Nechol Kohanim L'Shem V'Levneihem V'Abdeihem. The Mishnah concludes and says that it has to be eaten either by the Kohen or by their immediate family, including their spouse, children, or their servants. So,